That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Trump campaign is responding to the Senate Intelligence Committee's final report on the Russia investigation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Senate panel concluded that Russia launched an aggressive effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential race on behalf of Donald Trump. The report does not conclude there was Trump campaign coordination or collusion. However, the Republican-led committee said the campaign's interactions with Russian intelligence services posed a grave counterintelligence threat. In a statement, a Trump campaign spokesman called it the greatest political scandal in U.S. history and emphasized that there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new report says nursing homes saw a nearly 80% increase in coronavirus cases earlier this summer. Correspondent Mike Gracia has more on that story.
A new report from the American Healthcare Association finds COVID-19 cases jumped 77% at U.S. nursing homes between June and July. The association says the big spike occurred between the week of June 21st and the week starting July 26th. Coronavirus deaths at nursing homes increased by 25% from the week starting July 5th to the week of July 26th. Experts say once a community experiences an outbreak anywhere, it's only a matter of time before COVID-19 enters its nursing homes. A leading theory is staffers who don't know they're infected unwittingly bring the virus in. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump traveled to Cedar Rapids, Iowa Tuesday to meet with state and federal officials about the derecho disaster and response. Last week, a storm with hurricane-force wind gusts exceeding 100 miles an hour destroyed or extensively damaged 8,200 homes and 13 million acres of corn, about a third of that state's cropland. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 66 points, the S&P up 7, a new record. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at Pipcoa, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's 5:05. This is the KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County needs more polling place workers for the upcoming election and is willing to pay a little more for the help. County election officials say 3,100 workers are needed to staff the polling places during the early voting and election day, and only about 1,600 have signed up. Those who work the 14-day early voting period will be paid $14 an hour. Election Day workers will make between $225 and $250. Election Day is, of course, November 3rd. If you're interested, you can apply online at clarkcountynv.gov/vote. Employees at Boulder Station have changed their minds, deciding to leave the local culinary union. A majority of the union members at the station casino's property have reportedly signed a petition saying they no longer want to be represented by the Culinary Local 226 and the Bartenders Local 165. Boulder Station workers had been represented by the union since 2016. Well, the Vegas Valley's excessive heat warning is with us now through at least Thursday. Today's high expected to hit 113. Of course, drink plenty of fluid, stay inside as much as you can, and of course, refrain from outdoor activities.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder, 15 North at Tropicana. Also, crews are on scene and cleaning up that earlier incident, 215 northbound at Charleston. And we're also getting some bunching as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl. That's US 95 westbound at the 15 interchange.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Joining us, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Horrible TV ratings for night number one of the Demorat National Convention. Not a lot of people watched. Did you?
You know, I fall on the sword for everybody else, Kevin. Yes, I watched it from start to finish.
And what did you think? I'm curious.
Well, I was a bit confused. You know, the Democrat Party is basically a hot mess right now. And what I mean by that is they don't really know what they stand for. The only thing they stand for is socialism, and they're trying to figure out how they're selling socialism to middle America. What was evident in the opening was they definitely are appealing to black women, especially with the Kamala Harris pick. They started out with a young black girl. There were black women everywhere. Also, black issues, Black Lives Matter was present, the word uprising time and time and time again. So they are softly condoning what we've witnessed, which is the anarchy on our streets, and they're referring to those, as you know, as protests and uprisings. Also, what I thought was completely apparent was when they were all singing, I think it was God Bless America or the anthem, what have you, they showed all of these different people, of course, diversity, multiculturalism, except I didn't see any woman or man that looked like Ilhan Omar, meaning there were no hijabs present. That I thought was very interesting. They definitely appealed to people of color, but what was missing is someone that looks like Ilhan Omar. So they weren't truly representative of all races and ethnicities because she was not singing God Bless America, or if someone that looks like her was not singing God Bless America.
You know, I was similarly struck, not by what was said, but what wasn't said. For instance, the $4 trillion in tax hikes, 82% of Americans will see a tax increase under a Biden administration, the 11 million illegals that will get citizenship, destroying the energy sector, on and on. All these things that they have vowed to do, I didn't hear any of that last night.
Well, why would you admit to all of that? Because that does not sell to middle America. What they also showed in all of their pre-recorded advertisements, et cetera, and their iconography were smokestacks. And it wasn't for climate change. It wasn't about pollution. It was about appealing to middle America and the farmers. And they dragged out a supposed farmer who looked like a used car salesman, and he was really good, well-scripted. He looked like he came off the streets of, you know, Eddie Boom Boom in New York. Looked like no farmer I ever saw growing up in the Midwest. Nonetheless, they are really trying to walk a thin line, and that is, how do you sell socialism to middle America? How do you sell, like you said, the Green New Deal to the farmers and the miners and the middle-class workers, the working man, the working woman? And then on the flip side, how do you coalesce your base, which is a minority of leftists, socialists, and those who believe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the next Jackie O?
I want to ask you about your thoughts on Kamala Harris and her nomination. I keep asking myself and scratching my head. I can't figure why they did that person from California when it's not going to help the ticket overall. What is it that Kamala Harris brings to the ticket?
Color.
That's
and
it?
Gender.
That's
color
it.
Color and gender.
Wow.
That's all they got, Kevin. That's all the Democrat Party has, is to appeal to the race card. You know, if you listen to Eva Longoria, who was the host, you know, she is an actress. She really nailed the part. If you listen to all of the rhetoric, it was that the president divides, that the president is racist. They referred to Charlottesville. So they're really hoping, because they don't want to talk about the tax hikes. They don't want to talk about destroying the energy sector. They don't want to talk about open borders. They want to talk about, you know, all of the hokey-changey stuff, with a basically an overarching theme of racism.
Well, today, the president was in Cedar Rapids and in Yuma, Arizona, and I watched portions of both speeches. He has been in, in the last 2 days, Oshkosh, Mankato, Minnesota, Cedar Rapids, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Yuma, Arizona. The president's trying to counter-program. I thought he did a great job over the last 2 days.
Yeah, I'd like to see Joe Biden stand in Yuma, Arizona with 111-degree heat in a full suit like our president did. He wouldn't be able to. And I might have missed it, but did Joe Biden speak live last night, or was that all pre-recorded?
What I saw looked pre-recorded.
Correct.
So if it was take 52 in order for him to say good evening.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was actually very well written out. It wasn't well produced because there was plenty. I was watching the whole thing. They didn't know where to look. It was, you know, people were speaking when they weren't supposed to. So the production was low quality, but they certainly had the rehearsal down pat, basically cutting and splicing him to sound that he could put two sentences together coherently, which he cannot. Anybody that is voting for Joe Biden is not doing it because they believe he can handle the job. They simply know that he's just a vessel for the radicalism of Kamala Harris, because Joe Biden, from my vantage point, Joe Biden will be lucky to last a whole 4 years.
We had a chance just a few days ago to talk to Wayne Thorley, the Assistant Secretary of State for Elections, and he is convinced that they can make this happen in 70-plus days. AB4, we don't know if it'll get to court. I will tell you this. I talked earlier today with Corey Lewandowski. He was on the phone with the president last night. He says they talked a lot about AB4. Do you think they can get in front of a judge anytime soon?
Well, it depends on how they file. I mean, they can file an expedited lawsuit in federal court. I mean, they're not going to win in Nevada court. Nevada court has been hijacked, much like the 2018 legislature, by leftists. So, you know, it really depends on how they play it. I don't doubt what Wayne says, right? I mean, he's right under Barbara Zagaski. I'm sure that they can get the ballots printed that they need to get printed for a mail-in election. But what I'm not so sure about is if the mailmen can deliver those ballots effectively and efficiently. No one, even Barack Obama back in 2009, said UPS and FedEx are great. It's the United States Post Office that has problems. So this isn't something new. You know, you don't really trust the mail. And when the mail finally does come, especially during this pandemic, it's 10 days late. It looks like it got hit by a truck. So I'm wondering what the ballots are going to look like and how they are going to be handled. If you recall, in the primary, over 200,000 ballots were returned to Wayne and by the post office. So how are they going to account and make sure that every ballot is counted and every ballot arrives in time? Another thing, Kevin, that I learned yesterday, speaking to someone much more intelligent than I am, who's a lawyer, she believes that if Republicans do not bring their mailed-in ballot to the poll in order to vote with that ballot, then Republicans might be given a provisional ballot. Now, provisional ballots are counted last.
And that's only if it would affect the margin of victory.
Correct. And so this margin of victory, you know, Trump only lost Nevada by 27,000 votes. So if more people from Washoe County actually came out to vote for a moderate, we wouldn't be looking at a legislature like we're looking at now, and perhaps not even Steve Sisolak. So what it really is the independents and the conservatives need to get out in force. Now, if they don't bring their ballot, it would be a really good question, and we're going to get an answer from the Trump campaign, I hope, today, that if I, as a Republican voter who wants to go to the polls and vote, because when you look at the polling amongst Republican voters, we like to go to the polls and vote. Like to cast our ballot. If our ballot is sitting home, right, and we forget to bring it, do we get a provisional ballot? So I would say when you get that mail-in ballot, treat it like gold, carry it with you everywhere, and make sure you have it with you when you go to the polls, just to be safe, because the Democrats have been pissed off since Al Gore lost Florida. And so it will be really easy to call a Joe Biden win with a narrow margin when the provisional ballots have been sitting there, counted last.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. In our final minute, I've got to ask you about the mail-in ballot. And do you buy the USPS argument, which to me is the closest thing I've seen to rolling Granny off the cliff a number of years ago? They're trying to threaten seniors and say, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to keep your meds from you. Is this a repeat of that same theme, that same tired old theme?
Well, yeah. I mean, if they're not using people of color, they're using granny and grandpa in order to scare, or using children to scare the left. I mean, they operate in a constant mode of fear and chaos. They want people to, you know, and who's easier to manipulate? Of course, the elderly. You know, the elderly have had absentee ballots for years. We've been doing absentee ballots. The United States Post Office has been a complete train wreck for years and years and years, bleeding money, lost $50 billion in just the past, I think it was, few years. And so it's another bureaucracy, and a bureaucracy is never efficient.
Well, we will see what we shall see. Megan, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Look forward to it.
Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Check it out, ReaganBabe.com. Her newsletter that comes in your inbox every weekend is full of stuff that you may have missed during the week. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. And in fact, it's so unique and so effective that a patent has been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. For those of you that don't know, they're going to go through in just a few minutes. They're going to begin night number 2 of the Democrat National Convention. Now, I watched a little bit what happened yesterday. You may want to fill in some of the blanks for me. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. Yeah. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you thought of night 1 of the convention. It featured Bernie Sanders. It featured Michelle Obama. And you won't believe, Michelle Obama, to me, made the case why Joe Biden is unfit to be president. It was perfect. She couldn't have said it any better. That what she wanted was somebody who was clear-headed. Does Joe Biden impress you as somebody who is clear-headed, or is he experiencing essentially the onset of senility? Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to do something we normally. We're going to begin with Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good, good, good. Listen, I got some great news for you. Trump had a press conference today, and he pardoned Susan B. Anthony from the 1850s.
Yes.
I heard he's planning on a celebration at the White House and inviting her. That's what he said. You never know. What? No?
No.
You don't think so? Oh, okay.
But he is going to be signing the pardon. Okay. He is going to posthumously pardon Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah. You know why, of course.
Why is that?
Pander to black votes.
Ah!
Because she tried to get votes for the black.
You think he might be doing something for
black women to vote, and she was arrested for that.
You think maybe he's doing something political, like because in 70-plus days there's going to be a presidential election? You think he should do something political?
He loves her. Well, he's only doing it because he loves her.
Oh, there you go.
There's nothing political about it at all, you know, obviously.
Did you watch any of the convention last night, Carl?
What?
Did you watch any of the convention last night?
Oh, I watched the whole thing. I thought that Michelle Obama was a star. Made a tremendous speech and shows her intelligence as a Harvard graduate lawyer. I mean, she ought to debate Trump. It's like, it would really be funny. Trump wouldn't know what to say. But that's beside the point. All he could do is insult and lie. The way Trump debates is to insult and call names and to lie. That's his debating prowess.
Well, we'll see how it measures up to Joe Biden, who's a modus operandi. I mean, he was taken apart by Kamala Harris. He was destroyed.
He wasn't taken apart. Well, he came back. Let me tell you something. That man is a lot smarter than you give him credit for. Trump is not the smartest crayon in the box or the sharpest one in the box. Believe me, I find him to be very functionally illiterate. I've used that term before. He tries to read words and things. He goes over them two or three times. He's not really that intelligent of a man. And my final diagnosis for the man for the whole year is he's PPEM.
Which
is? What that means in psychological terms?
No.
Pathological, psychotic, egomaniacal, and he's a megalomaniac.
By the way, he has rebuilt the economy. We are approaching in fact, we have record highs on the NASDAQ. We are approaching record highs for the Dow. The people's 401ks are being restored.
The stock exchange has nothing to do. The Dow and the stock exchange has nothing to do with the economy. The economy is still pretty poor. People are in bad shape. The stock exchange does not reflect the economy. I have news for you. Go ask an expert in finances about that.
Well, the only thing I would say to that, and Carl, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. The only thing I would say to that is it is not the economy. It's 30 stocks or whatever it is, but it's not the economy. The economy, it is a reflection of the economy. It is a reflection of what these investors are looking at over the course of the next 30, 60, 90 days. And the economy, do you think the economy will soar if Joe Biden wins on November 3rd or November 10th or whatever it is? I don't know. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side. How about that? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. How many of you watched? Not a lot of you did you? Because the ratings apparently were in the dumper for the Democrats. And by the way, I don't know that the Republicans will be any more other than they'll have Trump. And they'll have Trump family, probably speaking. They'll have Mark McCluskey and Patty. Remember in St. Louis? They had the guns, and now they're facing felony charges in St. Louis. It's just crazy. We'll do that and a whole lot more. Your phone calls, of course, are always welcome. And one of the things we do in our final half hour is we give you the opportunity on our wall-to-wall free-for-all to essentially dictate where we take the show. Normally, we talk about the news of the day, and we'll give you that opportunity now. You can talk about something we talked about earlier in the show. Our lines were jammed. You couldn't get through. You might want to talk about something that we talked about earlier in the week, or it might be something that we didn't talk about since last week. Or, as I always like to say, it might be something that we